usability and user-centered design is just so much more than designing systems that users like. First of all, we've got functionality. Functionality is really the key. Why are people buying the system? Why do people want to use it? Why do people want to spend money on it? What does it do for them? So that's the functionality, and that is absolutely key when you deploy systems in the actual real world. Usability itself is a bit harder to define. It comprises both the performance of a system and the attitude that people have towards the system. So here you can already see why the simple, well, if users like it, it's usable, falls down. Rather, it's as Susan Dre said, if the user can't use it, it just does not work. So the usability of a product is the degree to which, and this is quoting the International Standards Organization, to which specific users can achieve specific goals, remember functionality, within a particular environment, remember context, and can achieve them effectively, efficiently, comfortably, and in an acceptable manner, where acceptable, again, depends very much on the context and on what people are used to. Okay, so this is usability. Very context-specific, very user-specific. Learnability refers to how easy it is to learn the system. Learnability is normally confused with usability when people use the system at first. So if a system is easy to learn, that doesn't mean that it will be very functional in future. It needs to be constructed in a way that users can do with it what they need to do with it. Also, once people delve deep into the functionality, there should be adequate documentation, and the system should also be designed in such a way that it's consistent with what people already know. Efficiency has two aspects. First of all, there's computer efficiency, having a fast system, and then there's human efficiency, the time user spends completing a task. If you've got a very slow computer, then you can speed up your performance by taking the computer out of the equation as far as possible. Efficiency can be measured either using time or in the number of actions that need to be performed in order to complete an operation. Reliability is very important in any systems, basically, that are not games. Anybody who's ever written an essay and Word has crashed on them knows how important reliability is. Also, how easy it is for a user to break the system. I can't count the number of times I've clicked out of Euclid, thought that I had saved a note that I'd written about a personal tutor meeting, and it hadn't been saved. Also, how safety critical is the system? Euclid is not that safety critical compared to the systems that are deployed in a nuclear power station or an airplane. Then we've got maintainability. Yes, tech support is a really important part of whether a system can be used in practice. Train systems are all very well and good, but if the trains keep breaking down because there's the wrong kind of snow or there's the wrong kind of leaves, they are not usable. How easy is it to understand what the system does for maintenance purposes? How easy is the system to upgrade? How easy is it to fix errors? This means that a system has to be usable not just for the front end, but also for the programmers and developers that maintain the system. And last but not least, there is utility. What's the expected shelf life of the system? And will people work with the system or around the system? You find that very often in instances such as electronic medical records or indeed electronic student records, you will find some people who go into Euclid only if they absolutely have to because it is just so slow, so they will try to work around it with emails. Okay, that's a summary of 7 questions driving user-centered systems and a summary of all of the aspects that go into designing a system that really is fit for purpose and usable.